Dan wil ik nu het woord geven aan een bijzondere vriend van de familie, professor Takamitsu Muraoka.
Dr. Lindai, a dear friend, here I stand in sorrow, but also in awe and gratitude to the God we both believe in, the God who apparently thought your mission on the earth is now over. He has entrusted to you and has been accomplished to his satisfaction. My sense of awe comes from my realization that his son Jesus Christ, whose advent we are commemorating this term of the time of the year, is capable of accomplishing things which are far beyond our human comprehension, bringing individuals and nations closer together who were indifferent to one another, who were even hostile and hateful of one another. I'm grateful to our God for what you have been to me and my nation, and what you and your life have meant to me and to my compatriots. Back in March 1997, Mrs. Elna Prilwitz came to visit me in Utrecht, accompanied by you and your stepmother. That was how we first met, and our relationship and friendship grew since, against the background of the hostile meeting between our two nations during the Pacific War. This relationship of ours bore its first fruit in the publication in July 2000 of your father's diary in Tokyo in Japanese. The publication of this book and that of another dealing with the personal history of the late Annie Hausbart was the occasion for the first conference of the Dialogue Nederland-Japan, now Dialogue Nederland-Japan-India, together with your stepmother, called home 2.5 years ago, and other Dutch and Japanese colleagues and friends. You have played a major role. You have in a shining spirit as we planned and held our annual conferences, a total of 16 so far. At 5 of these conferences, you spoke, making deep impression on the audience each time. At the second conference, you said, "Vergeving is essentieel for verzoening, and verzoening is essentieel for innerlijke en gemeenschappelijke vrede of vredesprocessen. Forgiveness is essential for reconciliation. Reconciliation is essential for inner peace and mutual peace or movement towards peace." At the 12th conference, your message was summed up with, "Zonder het verleden te ontkennen, moet er een weg naar de toekomst gevonden worden, vrij van haat en wrok. Het begint met het tonen van respect voor de ander als mens, niet meer als vijand. Without denying the past, there must be a way found for the future, free from hate and revenge. It starts with showing of respect for the other party as a human being, no longer an enemy. In your mother's last letter to your father, then in Kamaishi, you didn't detect a single word of hatred for her tormentors. Your mother's silence in this respect spoke volumes to you. This letter was added to your father's diary in its Japanese version. In 1995, you, accompanied by your wife, made your first visit to the land of your former arch enemy, armed with not a machine gun or hand grenade, but with a still handwritten diary of your father. You met diverse people and spoke at schools, even in Kamaishi, and asked for forgiveness for having entertained hatred in your heart for nearly half a century, a hatred which your mother, at her deathbed, remonstrated you with. As long as hatred is in your heart, you can't truly love your neighbor. This stance of yours, shared by your stepmother, who accompanied you on your subsequent visit to Japan, moved and touched many Japanese people you met and spoke to. Mrs. Naoko Kato of Kamaishi tells me that as she stood beside you as interpreter, she found it quite an effort to control her emotions. You resembled Esau welcoming his younger brother Jacob, and the father in the parable of the prodigal son. In both stories, the injured party running out, embracing and kissing the perpetrator, Dado. Your father's diary in Japanese formed the basis of a successful musical staged by pupils of a Kamaishi High School in October 2004. You read some letters written thereafter by pupils who had taken part in the musical. The musical was entitled, Looking at a Hometown and Learning from a Local History. It was the first time that they realized that their local history was not only about the dreadful bombing by American aircraft and American warships of Kamaishi, but also about the suffering experienced by their forefathers, but also about Western POWs, Chinese and Korean forced laborers who suffered in their neighborhood. As an adherent to your Abrahamic faith, you will no doubt be pleased to realize that your life has been a blessing, not only to your wife, children, grandchildren, and brothers and sisters, but also to other nations. At the start of a new phase of his life, God told Abraham, I would like to bless you and make your name great, and it will become a blessing, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed by you. Both the Dutch and Japanese have received abundant blessings through you, and when a book being written by Mrs. Barnhart Judd is published in English, your life will become a blessing a fountain of blessing for peoples around the world. As Jesus said on the cross, mission complete. Our mission, however, is still far from complete. You will be missed very much. You won't be able to be present in body, but in spirit, you will continue to be live among us, and we shall keep your flag flying. Do sleep in peace.